There you are. You weren't in your room. I was starting to wonder if you'd gone out. Did you miss me while I was away, my little pet? Is that why you're in my quarters instead of your own? You've made yourself quite at home on my futon. How daring that a lowly human should feel so comfortable in my space. I love it, though. Seeing you sprawled out on it as if you own it, so confident and relaxed, and all the while knowing that I'm the one that owns you. Are you glad that I've returned, my sweet little pet? Do you think about me when I'm gone? Do you wish I was here with you instead of meeting with the other Kizuki? Do you ache for me, my little pet? I know you do. The meeting? It was all right. Just more talks about whatever the Demon Slayer Corps have occupied themselves with. Inconsequential things, really. I spend most of my time there thinking about you. Thinking about how you might look, what you might be doing, how much I want to return to you. Thinking about how no one else in that Infinity Castle has any idea that you even exist. Well, of course not. I'm very good at keeping secrets, you know. You're my little plaything. There's no way I would ever risk having one of them try to steal you away from me. It's exhilarating. Looking into the eyes of Lord Muzan while knowing I'm deceiving him. I have to be careful, of course. Since he can peer into the minds of those he shares his blood with, I can't make things too obvious for him. But Muzan has never been good at understanding me. It infuriates him to no end, and provides endless entertainment for me. He thinks he has control over me. Little does he know, I'm keeping a precious little human as a pet right under his nose. Do you enjoy being my dirty little secret, little human? Does it excite you, knowing you would surely be dead if anyone were to ever find you out? Does it turn you on? It's okay, little pet. You can admit it. You can tell me how much it makes you squirm, how much it makes you flush with heat, how much it makes you ache with desire. The fact that I break the rules for you, you get off on it, don't you? You enjoy being a liability for me, my pampered little pet. I'll allow it, though, because you're just so irresistible. And if you give me something in return... Oh, I think you know what I want. It's always the same. I fantasize about it night and day. I want to devour you. I want to claim you, body and soul. You're mine, wholly and completely. And I can't let you forget that. Are you going to be good for me tonight, little human? Good. So sweet. So delicious. As usual, you taste divine, little one. But I want more. Rid yourself of these clothes. I want you on your back for me. Ah, there you are. Show off that perfect body for me a little. Yes, I mean it. Touch yourself. Make yourself feel good. And maybe if you do well, I'll reward you with my cock. That's it. Play with yourself. Don't hold back. Show me everything. Just like that. Grind your hips upwards. Nice and slow. I want you to take your time, little human. Drag this out. I want you crying by the end of it, squirming and whiny and desperate to come. But you're not allowed to. Understood? Do not come until I say you can. Yes, moan for me. Be loud. There's no one around to hear you. Well, no one who will care. So fucking scream for me. Yes. Keep going. You're so obedient, little pet. Doing everything I tell you. You like it, don't you? You like to please me. You'd do anything I asked. You're so devoted to me. It turns me on so much, knowing the control I have over you. The way your body responds to just my voice. Your muscles tensing, your legs shaking, you're fucking dripping for me, aren't you? Want me to stroke myself while I watch you? You want to help get your master off? Fuck. Good little human. Come on, put on a real show for me. Fuck. Look how hard I am, little pet. See this? All because you're so good and obedient for me. Looking at me with those big, pleading eyes. You're just so fucking desperate for my attention, aren't you? You live to serve me. You belong to me. shit. Oh, what's that look for? Do you wish it was you getting to touch my cock? Do you wish you were choking on it right now? Would you abandon your own pleasure so easily just for the sake of mine? Well, you can't. Don't move from that spot. And don't stop. You haven't earned this cock yet, little pet. So be good for me. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close? You're starting to tremble. Are you that desperate to come? Not yet, little one. Edge yourself for me. I want you to cry with how much you want it. I want you to beg. Oh, fuck that voice. You're such a fucking slut for me, aren't you? That's it. Fucking beg. Ah, yes. Just like that. Oh, you wanna come? Do you need it? Oh, are you so fucking desperate you'd do anything for it? Well, you can't. Stop touching yourself. Don't look at me like that. I never promised that I'd let you orgasm. No. You only get to do that when I'm buried deep inside of you. Lucky for you, you did everything I asked. So I'll be generous. Spread your legs wider for me. There you go. Fuck. Oh, that sound. Do you like it when I fill you with my cock, little pet? Such a fucking whore, moaning as I plow into you, and you're sucking me in so greedily. Oh, fuck. You're always so tight. So good for me. Oh, are those tears? Does really feel that good, a little human? You still want to come so fucking badly? Or maybe you want me to come? You want me to climax so fucking deep inside of you, and you fill up? Is that what you're crying for? Yes. Oh, my good little pet. Whimpering and whining, all because you want to be stuffed full of my cum. Beg for it. Beg for me, little one. Oh, fuck, you're getting even tighter. This is so fucking arousing for you, isn't it? Just for that, I'm gonna let you come. Go on, fucking orgasm. Cream all over my fucking cock. Do it, and maybe I'll reward you. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. That's it. Scream for me. Shit. So good. You feel so fucking good. You ready to take it? You ready to take my fucking load? Fuck. Beg for me to come inside you. Oh, shit. Fuck. You're always so good for me, little one. Doing everything I tell you. Such a good pet. I can't help but spoil you. You're just so adorable. You seem quite worn out. Have you reached the end of that pathetic human stamina? Stay here for a while. I'll call for a servant to come clean you up shortly. Here. You can cover yourself up with my hari. You always look so pretty in my clothes. So perfect. My cute little plaything. Sleep. I have my duties to attend to, but you need the rest. You'll need to be back at full strength to make it through what else I have planned for you.